The government of Taiwan reports that 28 Chinese military aircraft entered the island's air defense identification zone on Tuesday. That is the largest number of Chinese aircraft reported to enter Taiwan's airspace. The news comes after leaders from the Group of Seven nations issued a joint statement Sunday criticizing China on several points. The leaders of the world's seven richest democracies also declared the importance of peace across the Taiwan Strait. China condemned the comments as slander. Taiwan says China's Air Force has repeatedly entered its airspace over recent months. Most of the activity has happened in the southwestern part of its air defense area, near the Pratas Islands, which Taiwan controls. The latest Chinese operation involved 14 J-16 and 6 J-11 jet fighters and 4 H-6 bombers. These aircraft can carry nuclear weapons as well as anti-submarine and electronic warfare devices, Taiwan's defense ministry said. Early warning and control radar aircraft also were reported. It was the largest daily activity since the ministry began regularly reporting Chinese Air Force activities in Taiwan's air defense area last year. An earlier record of 25 aircraft was reported on April 12th. The ministry added that Taiwan launched military aircraft to intercept and warn away the Chinese aircraft. Missile systems were also deployed. A map provided by the ministry showed Chinese bombers and some of the fighter aircraft also flew around the southern part of Taiwan. China's defense ministry did not answer a Reuters request for comment. In the past, Chinese officials described such activities as necessary to protect the country's sovereignty and deal with what they called collusion between Taiwan and the U.S. The United States has no official diplomatic ties with Taiwan. But the U.S. has watched with concern Taiwan's increasing tensions with mainland China. Taiwan has been a self-ruling area since the end of China's Civil War in 1949. The Chinese government describes Taiwan as its most sensitive territorial issue. It has warned the U.S. against interference. And China has never denied the possible use of force to end Taiwan's self-rule. I'm Jonathan Evans.